Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew is an attorney with and a partner with Seyfarth and Shaw. He's an adjunct professor of the MBA programs at the University of Maryland. He's the author of 40 or 50 books that have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. Franchising and Licensing. We helped him launch that book back in the 90s. And his new one, I think, is The Crisis of Distant Engagement. I think that's the brand new one. He's our good friend, Andrew. Welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jim. I wish under better circumstances for our nation's small business and entrepreneurs. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of resilience, buddy, a lot of grit, and people are determined. You know, if this is halftime in a very bad ball game, everybody's determined to get through the third and fourth quarter alive, and
they got their game face on. That's for sure.
It's
redundant to say resilient, gritty small business, isn't it?
It is redundant, but it's an important redundancy because they deserve redundance when it comes to compliments.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve redundance when it comes to describing the role they play in our economy. Yep. Even though you're right. You know, it's definitely redundant for most, you know, let's be blunt. Some small businesses are not going to make it.
That's right.
And, you know, I feel horrible for that. But also, and this is something nobody's talking about, probably except you, many small businesses are being born during this phase. So maybe this is just a little bit of a cyclical, period. Because everybody's talking about the negative impact on small business, which of course is true, but there's also a lot of solopreneurs and new businesses getting started that will grow up into a real live small business one day that are being created by all this unemployment rates that people are saying, you know, I'm just not going back for that company. I'm going to start my own business. And
well, this is,
I think, 2022, 2023.
It's what happened to me in the 80s. I got downsized twice in the 80s, and I just didn't look for a job. I started my own company, and this is where I am now. So one of the things that I want to make sure we talk about this segment is something that's about infrastructure. We hear all kinds of politicians talking about we need an infrastructure program, and they're thinking roads and bridges and airports. But you and I know that the future of commerce is not on blacktop. It's on white fiber. White lit fiber.
It is.
And so one of the things that this pandemic has exposed, as everybody's gone home to work and to be educated, it's exposed the fact that small business, that America has way too many last miles that don't have good broadband connection. What do you think?
You're 100% right. You know, I drove into my office yesterday, and I drove by a couple of construction crews, you know, fixing potholes and stuff in D.C. streets. And I thought, there's nobody on these streets right now. I'm glad you're fixing potholes, and maybe that's when you fix them, is when there's not traffic.
Yeah.
But those same dollars need to be invested into better broadband, better access.
Right.
I mean, it's not just work from home. It's also school from home. I mean, if your kids are going to be learning from home, do you have the right access to both hardware, software, and internet connection? And I'll tell you another big phenomenon I'm seeing. I was on the phone with a small business owner the other day, and he was telling me about this mountain cabin that he has, I think, up in West Virginia. And he said, you know, I purposely didn't put TV in there. I didn't put internet in there. When I go to that cabin, I just want to separate from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his philosophy for the last 10 years. But now that cabin has become his primary residence. So
right.
A lot of people's second home has become their first home.
Yep.
And if you're blessed enough to have a second home of some sort, you know what I'm talking about. And many of these second homes are in more remote, agricultural, mountainous areas where the technology connection is not as strong. And if we're going to really be in this seismic shift about where we work and how we work,
telemedicine
is
I'm doing more reporting on telemedicine right
everything.
now. And here's the thing. Here's something that's interesting. With tele-education, with remote learning, I'm talking to school superintendents who told me that the surprise for them when their kids went home to learn from home in the spring, the shock to them was not that the kids didn't have good connection, but their teachers, their staff members didn't have good connections at home.
Hey, listen, true story. I was teaching my University of Maryland and Georgetown classes the whole second half of the semester from our second home off an old laptop, and the students were complaining like the dickens to me and to the administrators. And you know, I went down to Walmart and bought a laptop for under $200.
Right.
That fixed everything. So don't complain to me because you could have paid
$50 and got a little bit better one. Come on, Andrew, admit it. I'm gonna take a quick break. Right back with Andrew Sherman after the break. It's 20 till. I'll let him rebut that after we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.